Jeff Blankman joined here today by Max Butler of the ICAM Manning Wolves. He's going to be heading to Iowa Western here coming up in the fall to continue his track career. Max, appreciate you joining us here today, and congratulations on getting that decision done.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on.
You bet. Was this a long recruiting process for you, or when did things kind of start?
I like to think that I was kind of late in the recruitment stuff. My mom had been hounding on me to pick a college since last year. And honestly, all I wanted to do was run. And I had just got the decision finalized actually a couple weeks ago. So
take me through the process then from when you decided that you wanted to start looking. Was it schools kind of reaching out to you, or means you were late to the process? Did you feel like it was more you getting a hold of coaches?
It was definitely a lot more of me getting a hold of people, because I had already, like, it's so hard to get yourself out there unless you run a crazy time. So the whole recruitment is just, you just got to go after it yourself and try and get them to look at you.
How did you determine who and what schools you wanted to reach out to?
I mainly wanted to go the JUCO route. Northwest Missouri State did offer me a walk-on spot, but they told me I would only be able to run in 4 meets a year at the level I was at. And I just told them, because Iowa Central and Iowa Western both told me I could run pretty much all of the meets. And that's just how I decided to get more reps in and everything like that.
And you talked to me before the interview here. There was a reason the JUCO route was kind of where you wanted to go.
I just had to sit down and have an honest conversation with myself that right now I can't run at the level I want to run at. So I just need more development, more time to get there.
What do you think you need to do to get where you feel you can be?
I definitely need to get stronger. I can't really lift squat wise. I can't really lift a lot relative to my body weight. It's only like 1.75 times my body weight. And a lot of these elite level sprinters are doing 2 times, 2.5 times their body weight and stuff like that.
So is the weight room something you enjoy, or is that something that you need to work on a little?
I definitely enjoy the weight room. But for some reason, my strength just isn't there. Like, I enjoy going and lifting and all that, squatting. But for some reason, I've just never been able to squat anything over, like, 280.
Okay. So is that something that the coaches in college talk to you about? Is that something they're concerned with?
No. They said my marks were pretty good and that would get me a spot on the roster. But hopefully when I get there and tell them that I'm not super strong, they'll look at me and be like, oh, you could be a problem. Let's get you in the weight room.
So for you, when you started reaching out to coaches, what were some of those early conversations like?
A lot of them were dead ends, because I had attempted to email a lot of them. But I actually got it narrowed down when we started actually doing like college visits, because a lot of them allow you to talk to the coaches. So we had set up a couple of visits like that. And then specifically with the Iowa Western coach, I was able to reach out to him through Instagram, because when I had taken my visit, he said I could ask him about different ways to set up my blocks and stuff. So when I had done my indoor season for a club, I had personally reached out to him and asked him and everything like that. And that just kept the conversation going with him. So
as you visited the campuses, where did you all go, and which ones really stood out for you?
Well, the first one was Northwest, and honestly, they almost had me. Even with how much less I was going to run, they had a beautiful indoor facility, a 300 flat track. It was amazing. The campus was super nice, but it really got me in the tuition and the, you know, the reps I was going to get. And then we had taken one to Iowa Central, and, you know, It was a okay campus. Like, it wasn't bad by any means, and they told me I would have a spot on the roster and everything, but there was just something about it I didn't like. And then we had finally taken the visit to Iowa Western, and they have a nice indoor turf and everything like that that they do their practices on, and it was just a very beautiful, very safe campus. So that's where they really got me.
Distance from home, did that matter for you at all with where you were wanting to go?
No. If a college from California or literally anywhere was like, "Hey, you can come around here," I probably would have done it.
When you first reached out to the Iowa Western coaches, what were some of those early conversations like, and how long ago did you take your visit to them?
My visit was sometime in December, I'm pretty sure. And gosh.
Did
I
you
don't
get
know what a lot of the early conversations were like. I think it was a lot of, like I had said before, a lot of him helping me analyze my blocks and race mechanics and stuff like that. But I think we really only got talking about actually being on the team this past couple weeks, because that's when I had asked if, with my marks, if I could have a spot on the team or not.
And what was that conversation? What did he say to that? I'm guessing that he told you were more than welcome to come.
Yeah, we hadn't spoke for a while, and so I was just like, I got to do it sooner or later because this is where I want to go. So I was just like, "Hey, these are my times. Like, does this get me a spot?" And he replied. He was like, "Yeah, these are good marks. You can have a spot. Just tell me your give me your student ID when you get it." And I was like, "Okay."
All right, so that was a pretty quick conversation then. So, how much pressure do you feel is relieved off of you going into this senior season, though, with that decision done on where you're going?
A lot, so much, because it's been, people are always like, "Oh, your senior year is the best," or whatever, but it's been stressful coming down to the last couple months. Like, all I've been getting bombarded with is just college, 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 and like graduation party. But we have all of it set up now. I know where I'm going. The graduation's all set, so all I have to do now is just run.
Got a chance to watch you run the other night down at Autumn, and you seemed like you were pretty relaxed. What's the goals for you then this season with all of that pressure kind of taken away?
I think my goal is like anyone else's. I want to go for the state title.
What do you need to get there?
Need to keep running.
Now, after Thursday's meet or Tuesday's meet, excuse me, down at Ottoman, you were in first place at that point in Class 1A. Is that something that you'll keep an eye on as the season goes, or is it more just about every day getting a little bit better for you?
I definitely, it's a lot more of just getting better every day. Like, being on the leaderboard, it's cool and everything, but someone during my club season had told me this, and he said it doesn't matter about the PRs, it matters at the line who gets there first. So honestly, being on the leaderboards is cool and a very nice thing, but I honestly just think it matters if you're able to get it done when it matters.
So, Max, for you, when did you realize that the track was something you wanted to do after high school? Was it early in your track career, or was that last year, or here during the off season that it really hit you that you really wanted to run?
It probably would have been my freshman year because 7th and 8th grade, I just did it to do it. But my freshman year, I realized I was seeing all these people and I was just like, why can't I just do something like this? So I was just like, you know what? This is what I want to do. I don't care about any of the other sports. I see all these people going to college for their sport. Why couldn't I do it for mine? So
Where did the love of track come from, do you think?
I think the competitiveness of it, honestly, and being able to track the progression, because like all the skill sports, like it's kind of hard sometimes to track whether or not you are getting better. Like you could chuck up 1,000 shots or something and still not hit a threshold you want to. But I can see every tenth of a second, every hundredth of a second drop off the time.
So, Max, one last thing for you here. Do you know yet what you want to do at the next level as far as education, or what your future may be, after you're done running?
Well, I hope that doesn't happen for a very long time where I
Right.
stop running, but right now I'm enrolled in the general education stuff for Iowa Western, and then I think I'm probably going to go into either kinesiology or sports management or coaching, something with athletics around that.
Okay, what's kind of led you in that direction, I guess?
Just being able, because I was able to just coach myself like to where I'm at right now. Like a lot of what I've done these past 3 years, other than up until recently that I got outside help, I was able to coach myself down to these times that I have. So I just think if I was able to do that with other people, I think that would be really cool.
Well, I tell you what, it's been fun watching you run. I'm happy that you're getting an opportunity to run somewhere where I think you're going to be very comfortable and very happy. We wish you the absolute best of luck over at Iowa Western and throughout the rest of your senior season. And we'll look forward to seeing you running again here soon at another track meet coming up.
Yep, thank you.
You bet. Max Butler again with the IKAM Manning Wolves. Again, he's headed to Iowa Western to continue his track career.